When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The quality of your current friends is a great indicator of the quality of your future life. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, you are reminded that the quality of your future is being shaped right now by the quality of your friends. Enjoy.
The people you meet are going to be the most important thing in your life. And that goes for your family, that goes for your friends who you have right now. Yeah, you want to be surrounded by great people. You really are the average of the 5 people or 10 people that you're surrounded by. We all think that we can withstand influence. We can.
Good habits are hard to come by. But what's even harder to come by are people that have good habits that you can be around. That's even tougher. You are the average of the 5 people that you spent the most time with growing up. But most of the guys on the and gals on the planet. Let's go out and have a drink after work. You don't say, oh, well, he's a high performer. She's a pisshead. That's not how you pick the group, is it? I'm going to give you 2 lists. One list, your goals. Intermediate, short-term, long-term goals, okay? Both in personal and business. You put another list together and you say who you met with from Sunday midnight till Saturday midnight for 1 week. Who you talked to or who you met with. Okay, and you put the list together. Okay, let's say there's 50 people on this list. Now, you put a number by every person that you email, Skype, tweet, and which one of your goals on this other side of the paper they have anything to do with. You will be staggered, stunned, gobsmacked, awestruck. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
When you cultivate who's around you, you're cultivating who you are. You don't think so. You think those are just your friends or who you're killing time with. You think it's for fun. You are whittling yourself. You are sculpting yourself out of those people. You just don't think about it that way. But that's what's happening.
Toxic people, we get it, right? We all understand that we want to get rid of toxic people. That's more obvious. The real danger, I think, is ambivalent relationships. So these ambivalent relationships are the people where either you don't know how you stand with them, so you don't know if they like you or not, and they're also the people where you don't know if you really enjoy hanging out with them or not. And the biggest thing that happens with friendships is they do go stale. And that's a very weird thing to say, but there are people, I'm sure you can think of someone in your life where every time their number pops up on a text message, you're like, ugh. It's been a while, I better call them. Or, you know, you see them out of convenience or out of location. And I think that those are the kind of friendships that really drain you. There's actually a study that was done on ambivalent relationships. They did a research study with police officers, and they asked police officers to identify the amount of toxic people in their workplace and the amount of ambivalent people. And they found that the police officers who had more ambivalent relationships were sick more often, had less happiness at work, and didn't like their job as much than police officers who had toxic people. And the reason for this is because if you have a toxic person, boundaries are easy. They ask you to go out to lunch and you're like, no thanks, right? Like, you know it's a no thanks. Whereas if an ambivalent person asks you out to lunch or asks you to their birthday party or, you know, asks you to work on something, it takes this mental energy where you have this thing where you're like, ooh, like, will it be good? Would I rather eat alone at my desk or would I rather have lunch with this person? And when it's not always easy, that's an incredible drain on our emotional energy. And if you are an introvert or an ambivert is someone who is kind of splits between extroversion and introversion, your energy is finite and our mental space is finite. I thought that mental space was sort of endless, right? You could learn forever. You could think about things forever. But actually, we only have a certain amount of mental time every day. And if we're dedicating that to trying to figure out if someone likes us or not, which is a very important thing, we all like to be liked whether we admit it or not, that I think is a waste of mental energy. Why would we want to spend it towards that? That's why I think ambivalent people are more dangerous. Are you ever doubting that they're really happy for you? I think that that's the only question you have to ask yourself, and it might be an inconvenient truth. Like, don't answer it off the cuff. Like, don't answer it really quickly. Like, try to think of all the times in the last 6 months that you've seen them and shared something. Did you feel like they were as happy as you were about your happiness? A really true good friend will mirror and match that excitement with you. Someone who's not as happy for you will come in with dream killer questions. What happens is I started to see friends who were not only lying to me, but lying to themselves. And I had to make a choice. Was I either gonna have fewer high quality friends or less quality but more quantity friends? And this was right at that stage where I also was trying to figure out what kind of friendships that I wanna have on social media. And it's the same, I think, question that we all have to ask ourselves. I think of social media friendships like cotton candy. There's not a lot of substance there. There's not a lot of nutrition.
Right.
You wouldn't text them if you were going through something hard. You wouldn't, you know, call them if something happened to them. But it's a fun, exciting friendship. The thing is you eventually need to have a meal, right? Like, cotton candy is okay every once in a while, but if you have too much of it, your teeth begin to, like, rot from it. You know, they ache from the sugar, and they give you a sugar headache. And so I think that it's about what are the friends that give you nutrition, and then which are those friends that are kind of the surface ones. And that was a big decision I had to make.
You know, you think, oh, I only hang out with these guys because they live near me, but they're cool. We just play video games. They're not like my real influences. What you're doing is who you are. You know, if you're playing Xbox on Friday to blow off steam, but then that same guy crashes on your couch and then you order some pizza and then the next day you sleep in and then you crack a beer and you go out for breakfast, that's fine once every couple months. But if that's what you're doing all the time, that's who you are, even if you don't want to believe it. And I spent a lot of years in denial. Oh, I can go out drinking four nights a week. It's not really who I am. I'm just doing this because that's what my friends like doing. That was you, man. That's who you are. That's where your time and energy are going.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.